From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Lucia's opposition leader battling for his political survival amid allegations about his personal life. Well, Trinidad's opposition leader says he has no evidence to back claims of an Al-Qaeda link in the country. And how one cheeky song is making waves at the carnival. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In St. Lucia, the opposition United Workers' Party has taken the unusual step of summoning its parliamentary leader to answer concerns that he's not up to the job. The party's national executive has asked Marius Wilson to appear before a meeting on Saturday to discuss his performance in the job as leader of the opposition. Mr. Wilson, a 36-year-old first-time MP, was chosen to lead the UWP in the House of Assembly after it gained just 3 seats in the last election. The then political leader of the party, Morella Joseph, did not gain a seat, and the party has since turned to former Prime Minister Vaughan Lewis as her replacement, but he has no seat in Parliament. I asked UWP Chairman Stevenson King about the complaints against Mr. Wilson.
Most of the concerns relate to his own relationship with the party, his participation at party functions, his whole conduct as leader of the opposition, his failure to meet some of the requirements as stipulated in the party's constitution, and the disappointment of the general membership in that regard.
Is there a suggestion then, you're saying,